Good afternoon, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute. As you know, the Trade Show Minute is all about the upcoming show and products, technology, people that are going to be at the different trade shows. And of course, we are focused right now on the Integrated Systems Europe show, which happens next month in Amsterdam. And I'm excited to be joined by Martin Barber. Martin Barber is the product manager for installed systems at QSC. Martin, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you looking forward, just in a couple of weeks here, you're going to be heading over to Amsterdam. You looking forward to that?
I'm not looking forward to the weather, but yeah, I'm looking forward to getting off the show. It's always a great one for us, and we've got a lot of great stuff to talk about at this show.
Yeah, you guys in the last couple of years have really focused on making some significant product introductions around shows like Infocom and ISE. And this year is no different. First off, I got a little bit of a technology heads up on some of the stuff you're going to be launching. And one of them is a new QSIS Core 510i. Tell us about that.
That's correct. So the Core 510i is our newest evolution in the integrated core category that we have. So currently we have the Core 250i. Core 500i, which are configurable card-based processors in that sort of mid-size project category. And the Core 510 is a natural evolution of those. So the Core 510i provides far more processing power than their predecessors at the same or lower price point. So we're really just taking advantage of the latest Intel chipset, which is really the beauty of our platform. You know, Intel iterates so fast with so many updates and improvements with their platform. We can take those and hand them straight back to our customer base.
And from what I understand, it has support for up to 128 by 128 audio channels. Did I read that properly?
Correct. So on those eight local I/O card slots, we can accommodate up to 128 by 128 local I/O channels. And so they could be any combination of analog, digital, or networked I/O cards. So that's on the local chassis by itself. In addition to that, we also have 256 by 256 networked audio channels. And those networked audio channels allow us to talk to other external devices, other processors. And we can do that via both QLAN and also recently with our new software via AES-67 as well.
Yeah, and that's significant. I mean, really, this is a universal processor for everything because it not only is it supporting all the legacy standards, but supporting all the new network standards as well, including AVB and Dante.
That's right. Through our networked interface cards, of course, as you say, we can do AVB, Dante, CobraNet, and natively on the processor, of course, we can do QLAN and AES-67 as well. And so this is really just leveraging the ability for us to take the Intel platform and make it do what it is we want it to do. And so, of course, that's the audio I/O side. On the processing side, purely in the audio DSP realm, we've got far more DSP reserves in the product than the predecessors, the 500i, the 250i. We have so much, in fact, that we're able to include 64 channels of built-in AEC processing in the platform for deployment on either multiple small rooms being managed by that processor or single very large rooms. So huge processing reserves. And in fact, we can take those processing reserves and apply them to the video and control side of the solution as well, which you'll see us talking lots about now. Is QSIS is much more than just an audio processor. It's a full video and control platform as well. And that's where that extra headroom really comes into play.
Yeah, and that's key because in a way, you're sort of making everything work the way it has been working in the past, but also looking towards the future with this sort of continued convergence of AV over IT. And I think that you're right there in the middle of all that and sort of driving some of that. And another product that I heard a little bit about that I'd like for you to explain that you're also going to launch at ISC next month is the QSIS Flex IO Expander. Talk about that because that's unique.
It is, and so the IO8 Flex is a low cost, compact audio and control expander for the QSIS platform. It will work alongside any of the QSIS core processors, and really the from the audio perspective, the key to it is a bank of eight what we call QSIS Flex channels, and those were first seen on the Core 110F. These are eight channels that are individually software configurable as either a mic line input with phantom power or as a line output. So from a channel granularity perspective, the ability to have that box configured as a 3 input, 5 output or 7 input, 1 output is really unmatched. It makes it very, very flexible and applicable to all projects out there.
So it allows for that expandability, and literally any input can be an input or an output, or any port, I guess, is a better way to put it, can be an input or an output.
That's correct. And so very, very flexible from an audio I/O perspective. We also have on that same chassis GPIO for connectivity to push-to-talk buttons or LEDs. We have RS-232, and we also have audio to USB bridging capability, which again comes into play with our soft codec integration. So very, very flexible audio and control I/O, and this really lends itself to multiple different applications. It can either be used as a simple small expander for in-room audio processing, or it really now opens up the opportunity for us to leverage centralized processing, as you can find with our core 1100 and 3100, put them in the data center of your project, and then deploy very, very low cost I/O anywhere on your IT network that you need it. So very, very flexible from that perspective. And actually, this plays back into one feature of the Core 510i that we did not discuss yet, just as a point, is that the Core 510i can be used as a core processor, or we can configure it in software to work as an expander, an I/O expander, or an I/O frame. So we're looking at ways to make it easier for us, for our customers to choose whether they want to have processing in the facility, in the room, or whether they want to have centralized processing and use these devices as remote I/O expanders.
So in both cases, these can just be the inputs and output controller, and then all the head-in control and management of these can be on the network anywhere.
Absolutely. And we're really following the IT realm in that respect. If you consider, you know, typical voice over IP or Cisco call manager telephone systems, you know, the IT world has already progressed to the point where they have all the head-end intelligence inside the server room, and they just distribute effectively I/O devices anywhere on the network. And that's very much the paradigm that we are making available with these products. Of course, if you still want to have processing and audio video control processing in the rooms, then we have products to do that. That's perfectly approachable. But this gives you the option to do either, or in fact, a hybrid of both.
Yeah, and so the expander is actually called the Flex I/O 8, I/O 8 Flex Expander, whereas I originally called it just Flex I/O, but it's actually I/O 8 Flex because your number correlates to the number of channels that it has. And again, any of those 8 can be inputs or outputs, so you get any configuration that you want there, right? Did I get that right?
That's absolutely right. And as I say, in addition to the audio channels, we have 8 GPI and 8 GPO. So that's a full complement of push-to-talk and LEDs straight off the same hardware. And worthwhile pointing out, this is also can be powered over the network. So single cable deployments, very simple to mount under a table or anywhere that's discrete for your application.
So you'll be in Hall 7, stand Q170. At ISE in Amsterdam, again, Hall 7, Q170, Core 510i, the first product we talked about. Second product we talked about was the QSYS I/O 8 Flex Channel Expander. When will both of these products ship? You're going to launch them in a couple of weeks. When will they ship?
So they will be shipping in the months after ISE, and so we will be discussing that with all our partners at the show.
Okay. Well, this alone gives people reason to go by your stand. I think that people would have gone by there anyway because you are one of those companies that's playing right in the middle of helping the transition from where we are today with sort of the legacy sitting around distribution of AV, where we're going in the future to IP and IT based systems. And these two products represent that. So, Martin, I really appreciate you joining me today, Martin, and I appreciate it. Best of luck to you for both of these. Again, you're going to be in Hall 7, stand Q170. Did I leave anything out? What do you think?
No, that's it. All I would add to that is that we have, in addition to the products that we've just talked about, we have some other very cool stuff coming up. And so if you do get a chance, it'd be very well worth coming along and saying hi.
Yeah, definitely. And, it's not that big of a show, right? you can mosey on in there. It is kind of funny. Good thing is the show is now 4 days, which has really helped out a lot. I think everyone has appreciated the fact that it's gone to a 4 day show. There's 1,200 stands at this year's show. You're in Hall 7. I mean, that alone tells you how big the show is. There's 14, I believe, total halls now, 13 or 14 total halls. But you guys had a great location last year, and you drew a lot of attention.
And actually, that's a good point. We are actually in the exact same position as we were last week for the last show. So for those of you familiar with it, you'll find us in the same place.
Well, thanks for joining me, and thanks for listening to this edition of the Trade Show Minute. And, of course, keep listening because we have a lot more stuff to cover before we head to ISC. And, of course, you can go to ravepubs.com and check out our ISC microsite at any time. And, of course, you can check out QSC online at qsc.com. Have a great day.